Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes and Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the latest from indie superstar Quentin Tarantino, and it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, this is a miasma of Hollywood in the late 60s, plus the hint of violence to come.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays a actor loosely based on Steve McQueen, and Brad Pitt plays his best pal, a stuntman based on Hal Needham. And of course, as you say, this is a fictional story, but it does play out and gets the background of some reality at the time. But as usual, Quentin Tarantino plays with your expectations and then fools you.
Exactly. And that's what makes it a terrific film, especially for fans of Quentin Tarantino. If you liked Kill Bill, you'll like this one.
I think in terms of his overall films, this is his ninth movie. I think this one in quality falls somewhere in the middle, but it's a very intriguing movie. A lot of people are not going to like it because, if you don't like Quentin Tarantino's dialogue and his point of view, you're not going to like this movie. But it is dark, and it is a movie that has one of the best performances of the year, certainly. I think you can expect Oscar nomination for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really? I thought it would go to Brad Pitt.
This doesn't have a plot per se. It's very meandering and episodic, and it's long. And so I know a lot of people are going to be annoyed with that fact.
Just want to add, it captured also the naivete of that era, and we certainly don't have that today.
On the downside, it is violent, it is dark, and Margot Robbie, who is a terrific actress, is wasted in the role of Sharon Tate. It's just background.
There were a lot of background scenes, but it all came together.
For Tarantino fans, it's a must-see. For the rest, proceed with caution. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.